This is OFM, the sound of your life, and we have a special guest today. It's Sil Plaatje University's Vice Chancellor and Principal, Prof. Andrew Crouch. And it's that exciting time of the year again. It's the fourth Vice Chancellor Cycle Challenge in Kimberley. Prof, welcome to At Lunch. Let's jump right in. We're excited for the event. It is coming back for the fourth time. What makes this event so extraordinary?
Thank you very much, Bolani, for this opportunity to speak to your listeners. The fourth Vice Chancellor Cycling Challenge is very special because we are increasing the participation of the event by having a 100 kilometers, a 50 kilometers, and a 5 kilometer fun ride for the family. It's also special in the sense that it's our 11th year of existence as a university, and part of our community engagement or the attempts that the university are having to reach out the community is through these public events like the Vice Chancellor Cycling Challenge. So from that point of view, it's special. It's a family event, except for the serious cyclists, of course. For us, it brings the community together and also strengthens the SBU spirit through this very, very exciting event.
I think it's incredible to see how the event grows every single year. So the Vice Chancellor Cycle Challenge has quickly really become a much anticipated event amongst people. How does this challenge strengthen the bonds within Kimberley's community and perhaps even draw visitors from afar?
It has become a premier road cycling event in the Northern Cape. It's in partnership with the Northern Cape Cycling Federation that we are hosting this event. We're expecting over 200 cyclists to participate. Obviously, for the 100 kilometers, there would be the more the professional and older cyclists, the 50-kilometer event, more for the younger cyclists, so for 13 years and older, and then the 5-kilometer fun run for all ages. We've had a lot of support from local cycling clubs, like, for instance, the Galeshewe Cycling Club, as well as cyclists that turn up even as far as Free State. I'm hoping that in the long term, it can become the Kimberley Cycling Challenge in the same way as we have the Johannesburg Cycling Challenge or the Cape Town Cycling Challenge. But it is definitely growing and it's bringing the community together.
I'm excited to see that it becomes the Kimberley Cycling Challenge in the future. So with all of this anticipation building towards the event, how do cyclists get involved? How do we become a part of this exciting event? And what can we expect on the race day?
The Cycling Challenge is taking place on the 9th of November 2024. It will be on our South Campus precinct and it will start at 7 o'clock. The activities will probably finish around 2 o'clock the afternoon. Cyclists that complete the event will be given a celebratory medal, and obviously the winners will get a special medal. There's also prize money for mountain biking, road biking, and e-biking. People can go on the website and register for the event. There's a small fee that you have to pay for registration just to help us to cover the basic organization of the event. If there's any profit from the event, the proceeds will go towards our bursary fund. So it's twofold. On the one hand, it's meant to be a fun day. It's meant to promote health and wellness. And thirdly, it's also meant to be raising funds for a worthy cause.
It is amazing that you can have so much fun and then it actually be part of something good for the community. So you spoke earlier about a couple of activities that are planned for the family and that you can do after cycling. What are some of those activities?
We will have a livestock market on our South Campus, which will also include a beer tent. We normally also have activities for the kids, like a fun and fun ride for them. So it's a whole range of activities. But it's all on the website, and I will certainly encourage people to go and have a look at that information and invite the public to support our event.
And Prof, is this the same website as the university, or does it have a different website?
It's on the website of the university with a link to the information you need to be able to register or to participate.
It sounds like it's going to be a major success once again. Thank you so much, Prof, for speaking to us here on At Lunch.
It's my pleasure, Polani, and thank you very much for the interview. All the best.
That is Prof. Andrew Crouch from Sil Plaatje University. He's the Vice Chancellor and Principal. And we were speaking about the Vice Chancellor Cycle Challenge that is happening in Kimberley. If you want to listen to this conversation again, just to make sure that you have all those details, you can do so on ofm.co.za.